Good morning. Why do Christians make such a fuss about Easter time? It's because it commemorates the resurrection of Jesus Christ, their Saviour. You see, approximately 2,000 years ago, a man rose from the dead by his own power. By his own power. When that man was alive, he claimed to be God. When he rose from the dead, his claim to be God was verified. His claim to be the saviour of sinners was verified and confirmed. I don't know if you realise it, but there is more reason to believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead than that Napoleon ever lived. Proving history is a very difficult thing, and I'm not going to get involved in the theology of that. But there's more evidence, more reason to believe Christ rose from the dead than that a man Napoleon ever lived. As a result of this, you know, history has been dated BC or AD, according to the birth of Christ, before his birth or after his birth. The people don't realise that the centre of Christianity is not really the crucifixion. Absolutely essential that Christ died to believe that Christ died for our sins. But that wasn't verified till he rose from the dead. The resurrection is actually the central point of the Christian doctrine. You see, if there is no resurrection, then Jesus was not God. He was a liar. Further, if Jesus did not rise from the dead, the Bible is untrue, unreliable. We have no foundation to believe anything. If the Bible is not true, there is no basis for believing anything. Thirdly, if there's no resurrection, there's no gospel, there's no good news. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, our sins cannot be forgiven. Christ claimed to be able to forgive sin. When he rose from the dead, that proved it. He has the power. He has the right. He is God. He is who he claimed to be. Think about this also. If there is no resurrection from the dead, what is the strongest force in the world? What's the strongest force in the world if Christ didn't rise from the dead? Satan, the devil. If Christ didn't rise from the dead, Satan has the power to thwart all the plans of God. And Satan realized too late the biggest mistake he ever did was to be involved in the death of Christ. He thought he could get rid of him, but instead of that, he defeated himself. Satan was conquered. His power is conquered by the power of Christ in rising from the dead. And you see also, if there's no resurrection, death is a fearful terror. But it need not be a fearful terror. It is not a fearful terror for Christians. It's not a fearful terror for Christians. It's the entry into glory. Entry into glory. Wonderful. Now, just as we close, Jesus rose from the dead, not as a private individual, but as the Saviour of the world. This message has to be publicised and advertised. Because Jesus rose from the dead, there is hope for everyone, but only in Christ. Only if we repent and turn to him as our Saviour, there is hope for everyone. Did I say hope? My friend, there's certainty. There is certainty. Certainty that if we repent of our sins and turn to Christ, we can be certain our sins are forgiven. We can be certain that we will be in heaven. If we repent and turn to our sins, we'll become a new creation in Christ Jesus, and we'll be on our way to heaven, knowing our sins forgiven. And it's all praise and glory to Christ, who became a man so that he could die. Being God, he couldn't die, but if he became man, then his human he could die in his human nature. May God bless these thoughts to us all.